The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial right here on North Shore 104.9. Sure is a great weekend here, isn't it? The Red Sox have won the first World Series since 1918 in Fenway Park. It's been a great week. It's been a fabulous week. But you know what? I wasn't here to see it. I can't believe it. I was in Holland this past week. We were at 2 o'clock in the morning. The game was starting. So I had to keep buzzing myself to wake up to check in on the game. But nevertheless, I know everybody here in Boston has been having a wonderful time celebrating the Red Sox victory. The Sox go from worst to first in just 1 year, a remarkable turnaround, which basically is an analogy to tell you that no matter how bad you think your financial situation is, it can be better. It can go from the worst of times to the best of times. And we're here on North Shore 104.9 each and every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning to give you that financial advice in a language you can understand so you too can go from what you might think is worst to first, to be better than where you were financially, to feel better about yourself, to find that enthusiasm, to find that confidence that says, you know what, you can retire. You can take the next steps into your financial future. We're going to show you how. And the best way that we do that is by setting up each and every Sunday with advice that you can use. The first part of our segment that we use today is what's called our Smart Money Tip of the Week. But before we get to that, I want to kind of cover just a couple things. First of all, let me back up a little bit. I'll introduce myself. My name is Mark Friedman. I am the host of this show and have been hosting this show since January 1st of this year. I look forward to doing it for a long time to come. It's been so wonderful meeting so many listeners here on North Shore 104.9 and people within the community as well. It's absolutely been fabulous. I am a certified financial planner professional. I run a company called Friedman Financial in Peabody, Mass., located right near the North Shore Mall. In fact, my father started the firm back in 1968. Long time ago. If you will, the infancy of the financial planning profession. So we've always been focused on making sure that you're getting both investment advice and financial advice because you need both of those things. Someone that just gives you investment advice and doesn't ask about everything else in your financial life, they don't know anything about you. You need to find these people. You need to find somebody that can help you to give you advice on the big picture. That's what my father taught me to do since 1968. It's what we continue to do today in 2013. Our firm is comprised of myself and my business partner, Marion Gilman. She is also a certified financial planner and an MBA. So the two of us are the ones that meet with clients. We then have three support staff that are wonderful, wonderful people that serve us, serve you, and they help to make your experience extraordinary. We want you to feel good about your financial future. And the Red Sox are feeling great today. They have seen a financial future go from worst to first. You're going to do the same thing. All right, let's jump into our first segment that we call our Smart Money Tip of the Week. And I found this Smart Money Tip of the Week, actually, by reading my current edition of Morningstar Advisor. Many people have heard of Morningstar as the independent financial planning source for investment advice, for objective financial advice. And so I thought it was rather interesting when a writer by the name of Jeffrey Tack, P-T-A-K, I believe that's Tack, wrote a story on the types of investments in mutual funds that people should be avoiding. Now remember, Morningstar rates all of the mutual funds out there. They'll make comments on 20,000 different mutual funds. But they believe that there is a collection of various types of mutual funds that the average investor, people like you and me that are actually listening to this show, that we should avoid yet they're being way oversold to you because in many cases, it's a mechanism for an advisor to come to you and tell you an investment story that is different from the norm. And so you say, hey, that's interesting to me. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. And you jump into those solutions. So let me tell you some of the mutual funds that you might want to avoid or you might want to have a second look at if you already own them. All right. The first group of mutual funds are what are called alternative mutual funds. Alternative mutual funds were born in really the 2008, 2009 when the stock market went down. And we said, well, if the stock market's bad, there's got to be other ways that we can invest our money that aren't correlated to the stock market, that they're not going to move in that same direction. So all of a sudden you had the introduction of commodity type funds. You had the introduction of futures funds, of gold funds, of all different types of investments that bet against the market. You also had introductions of funds that were called market neutral funds, which means that when the market goes up or when the market goes down, it doesn't move very much. And people were liking that. They were buying into these strategies. Well, what these mutual fund companies were doing is they were showcasing you past performance of how these funds had done during bad parts of a market cycle. And you know what's happened over the past 4 or 5 years? The market has been nothing but great, and it's gone up. And all of these alternative investments that everybody wanted to buy in 2008, 2009 because they were scared have realized these have not worked to your benefit. In fact, they've been more costly than you ever imagined. The internal costs on the mutual funds are exorbitantly high. Many of these mutual funds have actually closed up shop, and you've gotten pennies back on the dollars of your investments. But at the time, it sounded great. What you need to realize, what Jeff was telling you in this newsletter from Morningstar Advisor, is that if you're going to invest, you invest for the long term. You buy an investment that you're going to stick with, hold on to, and ride through the hills and valleys. If you want to be tactical in your investment strategy, go for it, but you're going to lose. Nobody is successful year in and year out, over and over and over again, in making tactical decisions. Tactical meaning, I'm going to buy something, I'm going to get out. I'm going to get back in. I'm going to get back out. Get back in. Get back out. All different types of investments. You can't do that. It is a loser's game, especially for people like you and me. When you watch CNBC or you watch some of the financial money shows, and these guys are talking about short trading and options trading and all these different types of sophisticated investment strategies, they're talking about it, but they're really not talking about it in a manner that should be educating you to do it yourself. You and I have no business in that business. Let them make those strategies or plan those strategies when they're managing millions, if not billions of dollars. Think about each of your investments. Maybe you have $10,000 in a particular fund. Maybe you have a $200,000 portfolio. Maybe it's a $3 million portfolio. But you don't have $3 million probably in one fund. Portfolio managers have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of million dollars in one fund. They can be more tactical. They have the leverage. They have the ability, the ups and downs, the ability to be part of fluctuations. You and I, we don't. Frankly, we're not interested in that business. And you know what also is interesting is when you're working with a mutual fund manager, when you're buying a mutual fund, these guys don't care about taxes for the most part. They don't care about the fact that you need money. You might need money in retirement or that you want to add money to it. All that they're interested in is getting the best possible return they can and taking sometimes more risk than they need to. And it's very important that you identify the levels of risks your portfolio managers are willing to take, that you recognize the amount of money that's going in and out of these funds. For instance, we were just talking about alternative mutual funds, for instance. Think about alternative mutual funds over the past few years. While they may appear or can tell a story of being a great investment, how much new money do you think is going into alternative investments these days? Very little, because they've had lousy performance. People have been taking money out of alternative investments. So what is the portfolio manager to do? The portfolio manager needs to sell investments that they had hopes would do really well, but in reality, the consumer is saying, I'm not willing to stick around. I want my money out, which forces the fund to do poorly. You need to be careful. Stop buying into the new fangled, the new idea, the new story, the new strategy. Stay away from that. If your financial advisor is presenting you, hey, we've got this brand new product, run. Get away from it. They will figure out if it's got after 5 years, it still has legs and it still works, then you might want to explore it. But never, ever, ever buy anything that doesn't have a 5-year or greater track record in the retail space. What I mean by the retail space is, like, for instance, when alternative mutual funds were presented to individuals, they didn't have any experience selling to people like you and me. You and I are the retail public. We're the retail market. The historical performance that they were showing was the way that they were managing money for institutions. Institutions like the Harvard Endowment Plan, Coca-Cola's retirement plan, GE's retirement plan, a church's savings account, whatever it might be. It wasn't about you. If you want to buy an investment, number one thing you want to look at is how long have you been managing money at the retail level for this particular fund. These alternative investments are scary, folks. You can lose a lot of money and be highly disappointed, yet despite the fact that the sales material that comes out is really glossy, really pretty, really attractive. This was a great piece that was written by Jeff Tack, P-T-A-K, who writes for Morningstar Advisor that I found. And it was nice and refreshing to see someone that actually writes about mutual funds saying, stay away from a whole collection of mutual funds that are readily available, easily accessible, and frankly, oversold by many, many financial advisors. So that's our smart money tip of the week this week. Stay away from alternative mutual funds. If you own anything that says long short, if you own anything that says market neutral, if you own anything that says commodity related, stay away. Find out a way to get out. You don't want to play that game. All right. I want to remind you, every Friday we put out a newsletter that has these little tidbits, little pieces of information, and I continuously get wonderful, fabulous feedback from people on what they think of this newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday at 10:30. All you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. You go there, just hit the button that says sign up for the newsletter, put in your name, email address, and boom, you will get a newsletter, and I promise you this, I won't bug you. I'm not going to continue to drip and send you emails and call you and all that stuff like some of those other financial advisors do. Frankly, I don't need it. We don't need to do that. We are financial advisors for clients who want to work with a financial planner. We want to work with you when you're ready, not when I'm trying to convince you to think that you're ready. That's not the right way to approach financial planning. When you're ready to make that commitment to figure out, oh my God, how can I transition my life from working to retirement? How do I consolidate all of this financial stuff that I have all over the place and figure out a way to draw an income stream from it so that I can support myself for the rest of my life? When you're stuck and you're asking yourself those questions, that's the time to call my office. You don't want to be pestered by me for me to try to convince you that you need to call our office. We don't do that. We've been around for way too long here on the North Shore community, serving clients right. That's why we have 4 and 5 generations of families in our client base. We serve 450 families that live either on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, or in the southern New Hampshire area. We are delighted to serve you, but only when you're ready. All right, it's been a great week. I have a little bit of still enthusiasm here because of the Red Sox big win. And I just want to let everybody know that it is time to take a break. We're going to go refill our cups of coffee. It is still early on a Sunday morning. So go get some more coffee or jump back into the bed. Pull the covers up to your chin. Stay in bed. Listen to Dollars and Cents. And we will be right back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.1.
No worries, no schedules, and no commotion. Wouldn't that be a great way to enjoy your retirement? Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents. Heard here Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Retirement is filled with rewards, but there's lots of confusing information out there about IRAs, 401ks, and Social Security benefits. You know, planning for retirement can be downright frightening. Isn't it time you got financial advice in a language you can understand? For over 40 years, we've helped individuals and families like you wade through the minutia and focus on the big picture. If you're ready to get serious about your retirement plan, let's meet and discuss investment strategies that are right for you. For a free initial consultation or an information kit, call me at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC registered financial advisor.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are here providing you financial advice in a language you can understand. Hey, someone told me earlier this week that Dollars and Cents is their favorite money show on North Shore 104.9. I don't know whether I'm supposed to be excited about that or accept the reality that it is the only money show on North Shore 104.9. So it's like when I tell my oldest daughter that you are my favorite oldest daughter. I don't know how much weight that really carries when you dig into it. But hey, I really appreciate all the nice comments that we keep getting. Thank you for sending your emails here to North Shore 104.9 to express your appreciation for the show. And also thank you for calling my office with questions, comments, thoughts, appointments, whatever it might be. I'm happy to give you advice. It's interesting. There's a lot of people that are in the financial services community or in the financial advisory community that are trying to break into the business. So they're working really hard to build a business. What's nice about our practice is we are a mature practice. We are a growing practice. Don't get me wrong. But if we can afford to really offer honest and open feedback to people. A lot of financial advisors will come up to me at conferences and they can say, why are you telling everybody the secrets to how some of these things work in our practice? Why are you sharing some of this information that we don't want clients to know? And the reason that I'm doing it is because you deserve to know it. Because I've taken an oath, and my office has taken an oath that says our obligation is to place your interests first. And so there should be no hidden agenda. There should be total transparency. You should get to ask whatever questions you want. And if you believe there's any sense of skepticism or have any sense of skepticism, I want you to ask me. And a lot of advisors get real uncomfortable with that. I have this piece that I oftentimes send out, and I'm happy to share it with anybody that wants it. It's 10 interview questions when you go to visit a financial advisor. And it's not the traditional 10 interview questions that you would get when, like if you went to the CFP website or the Financial Planning Association's website, it's like these 10 kind questions that you should ask a financial advisor. One of the questions that I have on mine is, I understand you're a certified financial planner. You promote that on your website. Can you give me a sense as to what courses you've taken this year to keep your continuing education credits intact? And that will be a tongue twister for some, because many certified financial advisors try to find some online course that they can just simply hit buttons to achieve their continuing education credits. They don't even know what they've learned this year. You should know, because you want to be sure in this ever-changing world of personal finance that your financial advisor is staying on top of the issues that matter most to you, that apply to your situation. If you have a financial advisor that is focusing exclusively on their continuing education accounts on investments, but what you really need is retirement advice or estate planning advice, you might want to look elsewhere. Just because someone has a certified financial planning designation doesn't mean that they're continuously staying on top of all of the topics that are relevant to this profession. You just have to sometimes hit some of them. You see, a lot of people use the CFP professional designation as a marketing tool. They simply took the exam, which wasn't easy. It was a very difficult exam. It takes 3.5 years for you to get all of your credits and all of the coursework behind you. But many people then take that designation and use it to market themselves, but don't really continue to maintain the ethics and the suitability necessities of delivering what certified financial planner really should be. So think about that when you're visiting with somebody. I have a series of other questions that I'm happy to share with you. All you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. And just in the notes section, just say, send me the 10 questions, and I'll email it off to you right away. All right. This next segment that we're going to jump into is what I call pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. What I want to share with you is some results of a quiz that appeared in the Wall Street Journal this past week. It's called the So You Think You're Ready for Retirement Quiz. So let's jump into it and go to pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great and Oz has spoken.
In this week's issue, we focus on these key questions that have been asked of many people around the country, especially on how they understand preparations for retirement. And what I find in many cases is that people, whether it's at a cocktail party, it's at a dinner party, you're out with your friends, you're just talking and sharing information with folks, there's a lot of wrong information that's out there. There's a lot of misunderstandings and misjudgments. So I want to share with you some of the facts that are out there. And some of the statistics that share also. The first question that was asked on this quiz was, based on research by Fidelity Investments, they're recommending that workers should aim to save what multiple of their ending annual salary at age 67? So they're assuming that at age 67, when you retire, your last salary that you earned that year, what multiple of that salary should you have in retirement or in savings for your future to meet your basic income needs? Is it 4 times, 6 times, 8 times, or 10 times? What do you think? What percentage of that? Oh, what multiple of your ending salary? I'll give you the answer. We're not going to hang around because we don't have time for like Jeopardy music or anything like that. The answer is 8 times your ending salary. So if you were making $100,000 when you retired at age 67, you should have $800,000 put aside for retirement dollars. Now, and in reality, I will tell you, if you were making $100,000 and you want to replace $100,000 income, that number may be large, maybe too high, maybe too low. It all depends upon how you're going to use your money. Because here's the real fact. Here's what no one's telling you. If you have $800,000 accumulated in your retirement plan, in your 401k plan at work, and you have no money in personal investment assets, and you need to draw, let's say, 4% of your $800,000 every year. 4% of your $800,000, that's $32,000 a year. That $32,000 is taxable to you. So you have to pay taxes on all $32,000. Now, if you had zero money in a retirement plan and $800,000 in personal investments, and you said, I'm going to take 4% of that $800,000, that's $32,000, how much of that $32,000 is taxable? Very, very, very little. So you have to understand it's important when you prepare for your retirement, as you're building assets, you want to be sure that you have a nice balance of money both in retirement accounts and non-retirement accounts. If you're relying exclusively on your retirement assets to support your retirement income, you could find yourself in a heap of trouble. Because let's say in this example, like I said, if there's that $800,000 number and you want to take 4%, that's $32,000. And then halfway through the year, you say, you know what? We need to buy a car. I need $40,000 to buy a car. Where are you going to come up with $40,000? Well, if you don't have it personally, you have to come up with that money from your retirement account. So if you need $40,000, if you take $40,000 from your retirement account, that's not going to be enough to buy the car. Because you have to pay tax on all 40 of that. You'll probably have to take out 50 to get 40. And now if you took out 50 plus the 32 that you'd already taken out, that's 82, plus your Social Security, plus other things. Now you could be pushing yourself up into a higher tax bracket. And that's not something you want to do. So what's very, very important in retirement, and we see this happen all the time, there's a lot of people that don't have a balance to their retirement planning strategy. They are way overweighted in retirement accounts and very underweighted in personal investments. Personal investments meaning like a joint account, a trust account you might have, money in a bank, whatever it might be. You got to have a balance. And God forbid if you believe your emergency fund is also your retirement account. And we talked about this last week. you need to be sure that you have 3 to 6 months expenses, 3 to 6 months living expenses in a bank account, not in a retirement account, in a bank account. I don't care if it earns zero interest. All right, that was number one. Let's go to another one that's over here. How about this one? Among workers age 55 plus, what percentage think they need to save $250,000 or more for retirement? And what percentage have already saved that amount or more? Well, the answer to that question is D, 54% of people over age 55 think they need to save $250,000 or more. But what percent have already saved that amount? A, 24%. So very few people have done that. So that's a scary statistic all within itself. All right, I'm going to turn the page here, and you might be hearing the pages turn here as I'm doing this from the Wall Street Journal. I'm actually really using the newspaper here. All right, let's grab another one that I thought was rather interesting. All right, what percentage – I thought this one was really cool, actually. What percentage of surveyed workers say they plan to continue working for pay later in life? And what percentage of current retirees say they've worked for pay? Okay, so this question becomes – trying to reframe this a little bit. When we meet with clients and we say, you know, when might you like to retire? And they say, well, I want to retire at age 66. Okay. Now, does retirement mean retirement, stop working, you're going to sit on the front porch and pour lemonade and, you know, knit quilts and listen to the Red Sox? Not a bad retirement. But most people will say, oh, no. When I leave at age 66, I plan on retiring from my existing job, but I'll do something else. After all, I'm going to have to. So once again, I'm going to read this question again. What percent of surveyed workers say they plan to continue working for pay in later life? And what percentage of current retirees say they actually worked for pay once they were in retirement? The answer is 69%, so call it 70% of people believe that they will work after retirement. But in reality, only 25% do. So why do you think that is? Could be health. It could be a feeling to say, wait a second, I'm retired and I kind of like this. I don't want to go back to work. Another reason could be I can't find a job. Well, for whatever reason, this sense of self-esteem that's gone. And they say, I'm not skilled enough to find another job. There are what are called encore careers. Finding another career, something that you love to do after you retire, is called an encore career. Now, I didn't name this term, but believe it or not, the person that did name it is Mark Friedman. Now, it's not me, Mark Friedman, but the guy's name is Mark Friedman, even spelt with a C like I spell my name. He lives in San Francisco, California. He runs the Encore organization, or I forget actually the name of that organization, but he travels all around the world. Really, it's not me. It's funny. A couple of years ago, when AARP had their national conference at the conference center here in Boston, I'm trying to think of who it was that was the keynote, the singer that was here. Not Frank Sinatra, but I can picture his face. No, not Dean Martin. Andrew's here trying to throw out names. He's not going to know. Andrew's in his 20s. Who the heck was it? Oh, my God, I can picture him. I know. You're all screaming at me through the radio because you all know who it was. Doesn't matter. If it pops into my head, I will let you know. But at this conference, thousands and thousands of people attend, and one of the guys delivering the keynote address that afternoon, Mark Friedman, spelled the same way I did. What was funny was a couple days later, a couple of our clients had actually gone to the AARP event, and they went into the hall expecting me to be the keynote speaker. And this person was 20 years older than I was, wore glasses, and had less hair than me. But we do spell our names the same way, and we do know each other. But this whole idea of finding an encore career is really critical. Let me tell you, 66, age 70, is the new age 50. I mean, when someone turns age 70 years old, you don't look at them as old anymore, do you? Certainly, if you're listening to this radio show and you're 70 years old, you're not thinking of yourself as old. There's things you can do. Lots of things you can do. You're just as active as what your parents might have been like at 40 and 50. And so perhaps it's not time to retire just yet. It's time to step back and find something else that you love to do. All right, let's find a different one. Oh, here's one that's kind of interesting that comes from this report. And by the way, if you want to see the full quiz, you go to the Wall Street Journal. It was in the Monday, October 28th edition. It's called the So You Think You're Ready for Retirement quiz, huh? Just check it all out. There's 20-some-odd questions here. going to grab another one here. It says, what percentage of participants in 401k plans contribute the maximum amount allowed each year? Do you think it's 5%, 15%, 25%, or 35%? Believe it or not, the answer is 5%. Only 5% of people that participate in 401k plans contribute the maximum amount. Now, right now, the maximum amount you're allowed annually is $17,500. Now, you can, if you're over age 50, you can begin doing what's called the catch-up provision. Not catch-up, but catch-up provision. You can add an extra $5,500, so that makes it $23,000 that you can put into your 401k. But what's fascinating to me is people that want to plan for retirement, they're spending their money. They're not putting money aside for the future. Only 5% of people are maximizing their contributions to the 401ks. But here I thought this was also interesting. This was a final piece on here that talked about the people that are most successful in planning for retirement. Where are they going to get help? Are they going to go to get help? Where are they going to find advice? Because sometimes it's not worth talking to mom or your neighbor or your colleague or whomever it might be. 40% of people say they went to a financial advisor, they've already been to a financial advisor, and they absolutely have no regrets. 5% of people say they're looking forward to visiting a financial advisor. 7% say they went to visit a financial advisor, and they regret every moment they spent with them. Fair enough. 36% absolutely refuse to meet with any type of professional for advice. They're going to do it on their own. And there's an 11% that know they need to go to see someone, but they're dreading doing it. And you know why? One of the reasons why they're dreading doing it? Because one of the other things that I found fascinating in here, and I'm trying to find the piece that was on here, it talked about what people have prepared a budget, prepared, and they have any idea about how much they need to spend in retirement. A very few number of people have spent any time looking at their spending habits, looking at the way they use money to say, okay, if we're going to retire, how much is it that we're going to need to spend? Because remember, when you retire, the paycheck is going to stop. So now it's up to you to use the resources that you've accumulated to replace that paycheck. Perhaps you have accounts all over the place. Perhaps they're scattered in 401ks, personal investment accounts, 403bs, pension accounts, annuities, wherever it might be. And now you have to make sense of all this stuff. You have to figure out where are you going to go to support, 100% to support your lifestyle. And do you have enough money to do it? That's a pretty big decision to have to make. And going at it alone without the proper software, without the proper rational thinking can be dangerous. All right. So that's a few items from the retirement quiz. Like I said, it's available in the Wall Street Journal. If you pick up the Monday, October 28th edition, check it out. You'll find a ton more questions and a lot more great information that's in there. We're going to take a quick break. I want to remind you about a couple things, though. Number one, remind you once again about Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday. Planning Pointers is my weekly newsletter that I write in-house. I do not buy it from any source. We put this newsletter together based upon stuff that we've read either in the newspapers, conversations that we've had with clients, not that I'm sharing any personal information about clients, stuff that we've learned and we thought would be relevant and informative to you for the week. It's very easy to read. It is one page. It is not a lengthy newsletter. All you do, it's for your information only. I send out over 5,000 of them each and every Friday. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We're going to take a quick break. I know I said there was a couple things I was going to talk to you about, but I can see the clock ticking. We've got to take a break here. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I've got some other great information. I'm going to talk to you about 10 reasons that it may be time for a new financial plan. We'll be right back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m.
For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The legendary Miss Saigon is at Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater. From the creators of Les Miserables, the epic love story Miss Saigon is loved by audiences and critics around the world. Be swept away by this spectacular musical and experience a night at the theater that will stay with you for a lifetime. Miss Saigon is at North Shore Music Theater from November 5th through the 17th. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. Don't miss Saigon, sponsored by Abiomed.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
You're listening to the North Shore's number one station for good time favorites and fun all weekend long. WBOQ Gloucester.
Your good time favorites, North Shore 104.9.
Who finds the money?
I know you got a mess of dough here.
Good morning and welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Just a few minutes past the top of the hour. And we are providing financial advice in a language you can understand this morning. We do this each and every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., providing it to everyone who lives here on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley area, the Southern New Hampshire area. And, of course, you could be anywhere in the world because you can go and podcast my show. Just go to the North Shore 104.9 website, pick up the podcast, and you'll be able to listen to this show and all of the other previous shows that have been out there. This show that you're listening today will be available on Tuesday. That's generally when we download this show and make it available to the listening public. I also have an account at iTunes. If you go there and download Dollars and Cents through iTunes, we have a little logo there. It looks like a dollar sign that's kind of made out of brain matter. That's what it kind of looks like. It looks like a big, you know, dollar sign with it looks like a brain. And you can download all of the podcasts for the past couple of years if you'd like. I might bore you to death, but you'll also get to meet my kids. You get to meet my family. You get to meet lots of people because we periodically have guests on the show, and my kids are rather entertaining when they come in here, and I'm sure we'll have them in again. At any rate, hey, I wanted to tell you about a few things. Number one, we've talked about our Smart Money Tip of the Week. Our Smart Money Tip of the Week this week was to beware of advisors soliciting you to buy alternative-styled mutual funds. If you hear the word alternative mutual fund coming out of a financial advisor's mouth, be cautious. Now, I'm not saying that they're horrible, but be very, very careful as to why they're serving a purpose in your portfolio. And if they're serving 5% of your overall investment account, you got to say to yourself, what is that really accomplishing? If you've got 95% of your portfolio in the market and 5% out of the market in some other type of investment account, what's it really doing to help your portfolio? Is it really doing all that much? And look at the costs. Look at the liquidity value. Look at a lot of different things within these alternatives. I'm not so sure that they make sense in many people's portfolios. Other thing I wanted to ask you about, and I was going to mention this in the last segment, is this past week, of course, was Halloween. How'd you do? Did you have a lot of kids come to the house? I know at our house we had multitudes of kids. We usually have about 125 to 150 kids come by our house for Halloween. I got the report from my family because I wasn't there, actually. I was in Holland this week. Speaking to a bunch of financial advisors out there, when my kids heard that I wasn't going to be there for Halloween, they said, but Dad, how can you leave us on Halloween? I said, well, look, kids, the last 2 years, Halloween never happened on Halloween. So how could I remember that? I mean, 2 years ago, two years ago, we had a snowstorm. It was the only snowstorm of the year, and we couldn't do trick-or-treating on Halloween. And then the year after that, we had that horrible rain and wind and ice storm that really just knocked everything out. There was no power for a few days, and we had to postpone Halloween again. So not that I was predicting on us having to postpone Halloween this year, but I said I was going there. My kids are a little bit older. But the best thing is, in my newsletter this past week, I offered up my thoughts on what I think are the 10 best items to give away for Halloween. And then the 10 worst items to give away for Halloween. Because after all, if you're a kid, you don't want to be known. When you're a kid doing trick-or-treating, you don't want your house to be known as the bad candy house. You know, that's really, you know, that's tough. And so if you're giving out candy corns, or you're giving out, you know, candy corns are nice in a big package, but if you're giving out individual candy corns, or wax teeth, or anti-Halloween pamphlets, Or remember the wax or the fake cigarettes? You know, mom and dad aren't going to like those very much. You probably want to avoid that stuff. Dum-dum lollipops. That kills me. No one wants the dum-dum lollipops. But what kids want, number one thing they want, if you're the full-size candy bar house, man, you are the goal. You are Midas. You are the best of the best. So thinking about that for next year for Halloween, Go for the solid candy bars. Go to Costco, buy a couple boxes, and let the kids live it up. All right, here's my thing called 10 Reasons It's Time for a New Financial Plan. This is a report that I had written a couple of years ago. I continue to update it because I think it's time for a lot of people to reconsider whether it's time for a new financial plan in their life. One of the first things to ask yourself is if the last time was that you had a financial plan done was one that came out in this gigantic leatherette binder. It was 100-something pages long, and you just got this thing, and all it does is sit on your shelf and collect dust. Chances are it's time for a new financial plan, because I will tell you this, and I tell this to every client that walks in my door. When we do a financial plan for you, first of all, you're not going to get 100 pages. You might get 10, because all you really want is the basics. Let's get down and dirty. Let's get the information that you need and give it to you. Of course, I have the backup information, but you don't want all that stuff. But the other thing that I promised you on the screen is that every number, every projection, everything that we show you up on that screen is not likely to come true. Now, that might be a hard pill to swallow. But in reality, if I'm showing you a projection that's going out 10 years, 20 years, how has your life changed over the past 10 or 20 years? How has it changed differently from the way you thought it was going to be 10 or 20 years ago? It changes. We don't live in a vacuum. It's not just a straight line, folks. Things will happen. There'll be weddings. There'll be deaths. There'll be remarriages. There'll be new jobs. There'll be market performance. There'll be inflation. There'll be economic crises. There'll be all sorts of things. So when we do financial planning projections for you, when your financial advisor does a financial planning projection for you, it's very important that you understand that beyond the first year or two, those projections aren't likely to come true. And that's why it's so important to go back and revisit your plan year after year. And if the person that put together your plan isn't giving you a revised version of that plan year after year, then you probably never really had a financial plan at all. Because a financial plan is not something that happens today and it's done just because you bought it. A financial plan happens when you're continuously monitoring the plan, you're following the progress, you're tracking your success, or making changes as needed. Here's another reason why it might be time for a new financial plan. Let me ask you, at any point in time, have you ever gone to visit with an attorney and have decided to have a trust drafted? Now, a lot of people have had trusts drafted, and they believe that just because they've had a trust drafted, that they have a trust. Well, yes, you have a trust. But if you don't put anything in the trust, if you don't re-register your existing investment accounts into the name of the trust, your trust is worthless. So it's very important that perhaps you might have gotten and visited with a financial planner who said you need to go have a trust established. And you went and had that trust written and drafted by an attorney. But then you didn't take the next step to fund your existing assets into the trust. then your money spent with the attorney was wasted. You need to be sure that your plan is being revisited on an ongoing basis to make sure that what you said you were going to do or the implementation steps that you were going to follow are consistent and ongoing and are continued to be maintained. All right. Here's another reason why I believe it's time for a new financial plan. If any of these things have happened in your life over the past 5 years, number one, you have a new baby. Now, if you're 70 years old, God forbid you have a new baby. I mean, grandchildren are nice, but I hope you weren't delivering a new baby. Perhaps you have a new spouse. Perhaps you have a new job, or there's been simply a new transition in your life. If any of those things have come true, your life looks different today than what it looked like 5 years ago. And you need to make some radical changes, perhaps, to your plan to ensure that your new life structure, your new lifestyle accommodates your financial planning needs. Two more things, and then we're going to take another quick break because I know that we're running short on time here. You need a new financial plan if you're actually considering taking advice, financial advice, from strangers. Now think about this. When the market's doing well, and the market's doing very well right now, you go walk into your local pizza parlor, walk into the dry cleaners, and what do they have on TV? Well, now that the Red Sox, now that the World Series is over, they no longer have sports on anymore. They're back to CNBC. What does a dry cleaner, what does a pizza shop, what do they have any right doing watching CNBC and using that as the source of information for everybody walking in and out? That's what these guys talk about. They're not experts in this. And now all of a sudden your local baker, the guy at CVS, your local pharmacist, whatever it might be, is now giving you financial advice. Be careful. You know, just because Cramer says that this XYZ stock is going to, hit the roof in the next couple days, you got to be careful with this stuff. But so many people, I can't believe how many people find an article in a newspaper. They hear something on CNBC. They pick up something on the internet and they come in printed with it and they walk in my office and they say, this is what I want to do. Based upon an article? The person that wrote the article knows nothing about your financial situation. You have to be very careful about taking financial advice from strangers. And just because it's good for your brother doesn't mean it's good for you. Be careful of that. Finally, one more thing. Recognize that it's time for a new financial plan when you realize that it was fun for a while working with a whole bunch of investment people, insurance people, but now it's time to get serious. Now it's time to stop screwing around, to say we have to consolidate all this. We need to talk with one person that will understand everything in our financial life, someone that can put together all of the pieces of our puzzle so that we can see the big picture. So that we can see how we can survive and support our retirement life today, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years from now. We need someone that can help us understand what it means when one of us dies. Ask your financial advisor. This is an interesting question to ask. Ask your financial advisor how many times have they had to deal with a death in their office. Interestingly, my father started this firm in 1968. It was 26 years in the business before my father had his first death in the office. Today, which I told you started in 68, today we average 9 to 12 deaths every year. Sadly, we've had 4 deaths in the month of October. We know how to deal with everything that goes along with death in a financial planning relationship, whether it's a spouse passing away and dealing with the other spouse, whether it's the second spouse passing away and having to pass that money on to second generations. Folks, it doesn't happen like it does in the movies. There's not this this big hall that you go into and there's the attorney that sits behind a big oak desk and has the reading of the will. That's not how that happens. It's a lot different. And if you don't know the steps, if your financial advisor doesn't know the steps, you could be in trouble. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. I know I'm running close on time here. I've been having a good time sharing a lot of information with you. I hope you're finding this information valuable. We're trying to provide financial advice in a language that you can understand. That's what we do each and every Sunday here from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Have you ever given much thought to how you'll spend money in retirement once the paycheck stops? Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Isn't it strange that no one ever taught us how to spend money in retirement? For more than four decades, we've helped retirees develop spending plans so that life in retirement isn't about living on a fixed income. At Friedman Financial, we help you take control of your financial life. We'll help you organize your investment accounts, 401ks, IRAs, and annuities, so together we can build a successful retirement plan. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, we're here to help. To request an information kit or to schedule a complimentary initial consultation, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered financial advisor.
Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Show me the money!
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We've just got a few minutes left in our show this morning. We've been providing all sorts of information, financial advice in a language that you can understand. And I want to kind of close out our segment today with a little story. Usually we go deep into the mailbag to answer some questions, but I thought it would be more fun to tell you this story that actually is a real life story. And perhaps you can relate to it. It actually made me think about it when I was reading, once again in the Wall Street Journal, a story that said, what is the projected number of people who will live to the age of 100 in the years to come? Did you know that in the year 2015, it's expected that there will be 78,000 people in America that will be over 100 years old? But in the year 250, it is expected that there will be close to 500,000 people over the age of 100. It makes me kind of think when you say to yourself, well, geez, God forbid, if I live to 100, put me in front of a bus, I don't want to live like that. Well, I've yet to see anybody walk in front of a bus and do that. I've yet to see any family member put somebody in a chair in front of a bus and do that to them. So the reality is we're likely to live a lot longer than we ever expected. And the story I wanted to share with you is about a client of ours who actually started with my dad back in 1969. He was in his 40s at the time. He and his wife were in their 40s. He was a candy distributor, and he worked with my dad on building a financial plan so he could have a better financial life for himself, his wife, and his family as the years came. And as he got older, the relationship became more and more enriched. When he reached age 65, he sold his candy business and moved down to Florida like many people do, and he settled down on the east coast of Florida. Well, a few years ago, I went down to Florida because my father had retired. I went down to Florida to visit with him and several other clients. We go, if you're a snowbird, we have a program in our office where during January, February, and March, we'll spend some time down in Florida and visit with our clients there as well. So I was going down to visit with him, and I said, Herb, let's go for dinner somewhere. So I said, you pick anywhere you want to go. So he decided he wanted to go to Abe and Louie's. And if you've ever been down to the Boca Raton area, you know that there's an Abe and Louie's that's right there. So we go to Abe and Louie's. Herb and his wife pull up in his Cadillac. You know, he's got, his hands are higher than the steering wheel. He can barely see over it. I can't believe that he's doing this. Herb is 83 years old, but he's driving, having a great time. We go into the restaurant. We sit down, have a glass of wine, end up having a second glass of wine. And the waiter comes to the table and Herb orders his meal. And Herb says, I want to get the king cut prime rib. You know, the one with the bone on it. I said, all right, fine. So that's what Herb orders. I order my thing. His wife orders her thing. And so as we're waiting for dinner to come to the table, I say, Herb, you know, when you met with my dad and he put together a financial plan for you, had you ever given any thought as to how old you might live till? And he says, Mark, it's interesting you ask me that question because I think about that all the time, actually. He says, I remember meeting with your dad and saying to him that he shouldn't plan for me to live any more than age 70. He never thought that he would live longer than 70 years old because neither of his family ever did, both on his side and his wife's side. Yet here he is at 83 years old. And he says, here I am, 83 years old. 13 years have gone by and I'm living on borrowed time. So I make the most of everything I possibly can because I know that at any day, any point in time, I could pass away. So dinner is served and his wife gets the baked stuffed shrimp. I forget what I even had, but Herb's King Cut prime rib comes to the table. It's huge. You know, the meat is kind of hanging over the edges of the plate. There's the big bone sticking there, and you could see him just salivating, that he's just loving the fact that he's going to get this King prime rib. Next thing I know, Herb takes a napkin, stuffs it over the top of his shirt, so it's kind of like a bib for himself. He takes his hands. I figure he's going for the fork and the knife, but no. Herb is going to go like Fred Flintstone. Herb grabs the bone. He grabs the piece of meat, and like a dog, chows that thing down like he hadn't seen meat before in his life. And I thought to myself, good for him. Guy's 83 years old. He can do whatever he wants. The waiter's looking at me like he's nuts, but he also looks at me saying, I've seen this 100 times. They all do it down here at Abe and Louie's. But it was the truest thing, though, is that Herb lived 13 years longer than he ever thought he was going to live. And he's doing and living life the way he wants to. What I want our clients to know, what I want you to know, I hope is the message that you get in today's show, that the years that you think you're going to live, it's going to be more. You're going to live longer, and you need to prepare for it. It's very possible that you will live retirement. You will live in retirement for as long, if not longer, than you worked. So remember, you're going to work. Perhaps you got your first job in your early 20s, and perhaps you plan on retiring in your 60s. Well, that's 40 years. Perhaps you could live beyond 100. Perhaps you could live beyond 100, because remember, if you're 70 years old today, that means that's 30 years until age 20. So 30 years from 2013 plus 30 is 2033. It's expected that there will be close to 175,000 centenarians. You could be one of them. And I have a feeling that there are going to be 100-year-olds. They're going to be living like 70-year-olds today. And those 70-year-olds today are feeling like they're living to 50. All right, one more quick reminder. Every Friday, I put out my newsletter, Planning Pointers. It comes out at 10:30 in the morning. If you'd like a copy of my free newsletter, I will not bug you. I will not call you. I will not pester you about coming into my office. All you're doing is getting a free newsletter. My website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial. Actually, I should say Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Yeah, that's right. And go to the website, hit the button that says sign up for the newsletter, put down your name, and I will get that newsletter set up for you this following Friday. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask of me, drop them in the email as well. Send them off to me. I will get back to you if you do ask me a question. I want to thank you so much for being part of my Sunday morning. I hope you've enjoyed it with me. We're going to head on out of here. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday today. We're into November, folks. There's only a few more shopping days left until Christmas, believe it or not. I'm going to get out of here. Have a great weekend. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Our show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.